Dis-Chem has had a bumperful year. During the period, the pharmacy retailer's revenue surpassed 30 billion rand for the first time, while headline earnings per share grew by almost 28%. A final dividend of just over 20 cents has been declared, bringing the total dividend to nearly 40 cents. That reflects an increase of 27.6%. Company CFO Roy Murray joins us with greater perspective on the performance. Thank you so much for your time, Roy. You know, you're a group that's got dynamic exposure in healthcare and retail. Describe the environment, you know, that influenced the way Dis-Chem conducted its business in the reporting period.
Evening, yes, thank you very much. It's been a challenging and a tough environment, I think not only for ourselves, but anyone who's had to trade across the COVID landscape, if you want to call it that. In our minds, we stay true to what we believe differentiates us. So yes, we are a resilient business, but we continue to focus on service. You know, that's the same reason why we played a role in the vaccine drive to support states, and we continue to do that. I think from our perspective, as we look at our longer-term ambitions, both extending our network and creating quality healthcare at affordable prices for more of South Africa remains a cornerstone and a milestone of what we're trying to achieve.
All right, talking about your dynamic product exposure, I mean, I was reading some tweets today and a lot of people were actually talking about going to Dis-Chem and planning to buy one or two items and then end up leaving with basically the whole shop, sometimes even leaving with things that they haven't even planned to buy. So what are the most notable shopping behavior patterns that have filtered through to the numbers?
Sure. So, I mean, that's a common theme that we try and deal with. Everyone, whether it's a meme about the length of a till slip or whether it's to your point, you know, someone talking to coming in with one and ending up leaving with 10 different products. It's really core to the strategic intent of the business. I think we're pharmacy first. So we focused on the service element of our business and we try and create value by offering best in class pricing to the residual kind of SKU or product offering in the front shop. So I'm glad that it's translating into experiences. It's certainly what we're going for. And we'll continue to that. I mean, that's core to what the brand stands for.
All right. So you posted record revenue in the reporting period, first time over 30 billion rand. How high can you go?
Tough to say. I mean, hopefully as high as possible. I think it is a milestone for the group. It's certainly an important milestone for us. I think we'll continue with our same ambitions. I mean, our ambitions really are to be the largest pharmacy retailer in South Africa. And I think for the first time, certainly in the dispensary space, we've become that. Of course, from a front shop or front shop product perspective, you know, we still have a way to go. But I guess, you know, we don't see a cap. I mean, we want to continue to open stores. We like the opportunity that pharmacy retail in South Africa presents itself. And I guess we'll wait and see. But, yeah, as high as possible, I guess.
All right. You recently launched an offering of health insurance and gap cover. There are a number of players, including financial services firms and also hospital groups, trying to penetrate the market with affordable access to private healthcare. So what are some of the things that you are assessing and that you are keeping in mind in this landscape with increasing competition and also still a constrained consumer?
Sure. So, I mean, outside of the players in the environment, I think it's important in terms of what we're trying to solve. So, I mean, it's very evident, and certainly as participants of the vaccine program, you know, collaboration between state and the private sector resulted in millions of South Africans who wanted the vaccine. You know, they were able to get it, regardless of whether it was through state infrastructure or private infrastructure. And when we think about the employed uninsured, which is effectively everyone who consumes healthcare but cannot afford an entry-level medical aid product, that's the opportunity that presents itself. So I think the opportunity outside of the competitive landscape is an important one for us to solve morally in South Africa. In terms of the competitive landscape, yes, there are players. There will be more players that enter the landscape, you know, when the regulation allows them to. Our view is that, you know, being consumer-facing, having equity in the brand that is in the face of the consumer, as you so said earlier, you know, everyone understands who we are and what we stand for, will translate well into how we price these insurance products and the benefits that we create. you know, having the pharmacy services and controlling the cost of medicine are big cost levers in terms of the delivery of those products.
Yeah.
So I think that stands us in good stead to make this a successful part of our business.
So if I'm getting it right, you're basically trying to expand the market instead of maybe trying to take market share from medical aid players.
Absolutely. I mean, the medical insurance market as it stands is only penetrated to the degree of 2% by medical insurance. I mean, all other players in, or all other patients in this space are either consuming care through the state, and we understand the infrastructure challenges that exist there, or are consuming care on a cash basis. So this is a traditional insurance product that essentially allows people who need care the ability to get care. And it's an important thing, and it will be at much lower cost entry points, as you've seen through the price positioning of our products. So not only is it an opportunity for us, but we think morally it's an important thing to solve for the country.
All right. So talking about, you know, market penetration, you've been quite aggressive on your acquisition trail. I'm just interested in how many legs this strategic pillar still has.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, when you think about the acquisitions we've done recently, one being Baby City, which is recently being branded to Dis-Chem Baby City, we always saw the baby market as resilient as the pharmacy market. So, you know, simply speaking, and maybe quite a crude example, but if you think about the amount of people that enter the pharmacy market annually, you know, the people that have chronic conditions, it's not too dissimilar for the number of births that, you know, that South Africa has. So there's a resilience to this market. And both of the markets have a service element to it. So certainly our focus in the baby space will be to add a service element through our moms and baby clinics in each of our baby cities. And it's all around that same core concept, you know, bringing affordable healthcare to, you know, moms who need it, you know, whether it's through sonars ultimately, whether it's through clinic sisters providing healthcare. That's the first important strategic acquisition. We then also recently acquired Medicare, which was a chain of 50 independent pharmacies. These are in the process of being rebranded. Again, this comes off the back of these pharmacies having significant and very mature pharmacy shares in their respective geographies.
Yeah.
And once again, overlapping what Dis-Chem is in terms of being different, you know, value for money, lower dispensing costs, you know, and wrapping that into existing pharmacy market shares. We think allows us to expand our network and has resulted in us being the largest dispensary share player in the country now. And then the last acquisition is obviously Kaela, which gives us insights into, you know, the insurance space, which, as I've explained, is a huge opportunity for us.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Roy, and just giving us insights into the numbers that came out and also your outlook. That was Dis-Chem CFO Roy Murray.